It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. In recent months, France has been gripped by a Dijon mustard shortage. It's a French household staple condiment that has all but disappeared from that country's grocery store shelves. We get perspective from a Wisconsin mustard manufacturer on market pressures, on mustard seed cultivation, harvest. Join in on all things mustard, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Alan Sass is here, president of Wisconsin Spice, Inc., based in Berlin, providing dry milled and prepared mustards for industrial, food service, and retail sectors of the food industry. Alan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What is the situation with Dijon mustard and this mustard shortage? What do you know?
Well, it's certainly while Europe, France specifically, and the Dijon mustard type of condiment has seemed to garner the most attention, it's really, I would say, grappled the entire industry and all types of mustard. It's just a matter of really where we see it. What happened is we were subject to the 2021 crop year, that is. So you may know, most of the mustard seed that is supplied to the world is actually sourced out of North America, with most of that coming from the Western Canadian prairies. And we experienced, just like most crops, a significant drought last year, effectively cut total stocks coming out of the 21 crop year, which, you know, would have been harvested last August, September, and is expected to carry us through until this upcoming or ongoing 2022 crop year harvest. But effectively, total stocks coming out of the 21 crop year across all types of mustard seed was about 60% of what normal annual and historical consumption is. So just to kind of put in some perspective, typically the world consumes about 150,000 metric tons of mustard seed that is sourced from Canada. Coming out of the 21 crop year, it was about 90,000 metric tons available. And I think that number might be a little bit inflated based on some of the, you know, anecdotal evidence, you know, we've been able to receive.
Scientists are also warning that climate change could lead to more frequent and severe droughts in the Canadian prairies, like you described, and it could affect future crop yields. Would that require you to change perhaps how you do business in decades to come?
It certainly would be a shock to the system. It without a doubt would be. You know, going back last year, there's a little more to the story beyond just the kind of, I would say, snapshot of 2021. I mean, of course, it's easiest to cite the you know, the quantitatives around what, you know, really how bad it was just based on the 2021 crop year, but really, the dry conditions that you know, mustard seed and a number of these crops have been experiencing and have been exposed to, it really isn't anything new. It's been dry for years prior. I think this last year just hit another level of drought that kind of pushed it over the precipice, so to speak. The other thing that affected mustard, and I think a number of other specialty crops like mustard, whether it's, you know, sunflower seeds, has garnered a lot of attention as well. Is that it really was underplanted going back to the 2020 crop year. So, you know, there's certainly, we can, you know, say that, you know, climate is changing and that certainly is going to have an effect. But, you know, given, I would say, the dramatic, you know, reality we're living in this last year with shortages, we can really go back a couple of years earlier where mustard seed was really underplanted, really, I would say, perhaps undersupported by the industry, whether that was in terms of pricing. Quite frankly, you know, going back to the 2020 crop year, growers just didn't see a lot of incentives in planting mustard seed. They just didn't see the returns in it. And I think there's, you know, a bit of a market failure in that in terms of not recognizing what values, you know, growers needed and were looking for. Certainly, they have a lot of pressure with rising costs, rising fertilizer costs, and just, you know, rising costs to do their business. And really, we had a really low production year going back to 2020, which put us into a situation going into 2021 where there was very limited carryover, you know, historically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, 2021 saw underwhelming acreage, largely due to pricing pressure from other commodities. And you know, sprinkle in a drought, so yields that were about 50% of the historical average. So again, certainly, you know, we can look at 21 in a snapshot and say it certainly pushed us over the edge because, again, yields were about 50% of what the historical average, in fact, less than 50%.
Sounds like there were
average.
It sounds like there were compounding factors in addition to the drought. Yes.
Absolutely. And we haven't even touched on the impact the Ukraine Russia war has had.
Yeah.
That's a very large mustard growing region, one that certainly Europe does depend on quite heavily. And so I think that's why we're hearing a bit more of the shelf shortages and empty shelves in Europe, maybe a little bit more pronounced than we are here in the States, because, you know, they're, you know, I don't know that there's many North American mustard manufacturers who depend on Eastern Europe mustard seed, but certainly in Europe, it figures to be a large portion of their supply, and it was, you know, the degree of which is debatable, but I don't think anyone could argue that it certainly does have an impact on supplies for that market.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the challenges facing the mustard industry with Alan Sass. He's president of Wisconsin Spice Incorporated and supplies mustards for various industrial and commercial uses. You can join in on how you use mustard, how you want to know about how it's produced or what it goes into the seed. 800-642-1234. Alan, aside from mustard that lands on hot dogs or burgers, what are some lesser known ways that mustard is used in our food supply?
Yeah, so it's actually one of the largest applications, actually, if we look at how much mustard seed is actually grown versus how it is processed, is one of the largest applications is actually dry milled mustard powders, whether that be whole ground mustard or mustard flour. It's really used in a variety of food applications. And, you know, companies like ourselves, we supply it around the world for applications in dressings and sauces, mayonnaise. I would say the majority of any processed meat, particularly hot dogs, around the world, uses mustard actually as an ingredient for its functional purposes that go beyond flavor. So it is really, goes well beyond the condiment that we see on the shelf in terms of its, you know, dependence on supply.
When you say it goes into a product's functional purposes beyond flavor, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, good question. So I would say mildly approach this from a technical standpoint. Mustard is actually a very strong and very, very effective emulsifier. Mm. It's a very it has a high content of protein as well. So a lot of meat processors, for example, will use ground mustard as a protein extension and actually as a means to emulsify the, you know, whether we like to, you know, think about it or not. I mean, something like a hot dog is effectively an emulsified meat product. And mm-hmm. it depends on these functional characteristics of again, being able to bind, you know, the water and oil so that there's no oil kind of dripping out of the meat product. As far as dressings and sauces are concerned, it certainly does have a flavor impact from a spice standpoint. So majority of barbecue sauces, creamy dressings and sauces, again, including mayonnaise, they all use mustard for whether it's a flavor enhancer or, again, for those emulsification properties.
So it's going into products that we may not even realize because we just think of mustard as a condiment. But what you're saying is that it is so much more than a condiment.
Oh, absolutely. It's used, again, its versatility is quite pronounced. Yeah, I mean, it ranges, without kind of disclosing any specific confidential information, it ranges from a number of very, very, very high visibility products that, you know, people I don't think would necessarily know includes mustard in it. It runs the gamut of creamy sauces, and it's because these different types of mustard. There are multiple types of mustard seed. You know, we look at, you know, Dijon mustard, which uses a lot of brown mustard because of its pungent and very flavorful contributions. Then there's, you know, yellow mustard seed, which is, as you can imagine, used in yellow mustard. But just a kind of a fun fact with the yellow mustard seed, you know, yellow mustard isn't yellow from the yellow mustard seed. Actually, yellow mustard seed kind of generates a white, pasty material. It's yellow because of the turmeric that colors it yellow. But and then there's another type of mustard that is oriental mustard, which has, you know, nothing to do with the region. It's just a type of mustard seed that is grown in Canada and is typically used in, you know, I think the most easy way to explain it is, you know, hot Chinese mustard, right? We, you know, order Chinese food and you get the hot Chinese mustard packets. That's what an oriental mustard flavor would be, that very pungent kind of a horseradish type flavor. So, you know, as you can imagine, there's, you know, a number of food manufacturers who are looking for dry milled mustard products to either serve as a flavor component or, again, some of these other functional contributions that I talked about, or a combination thereof.
Ellen Sass with us leads Wisconsin Spice Incorporated, a manufacturer of mustard products. We're learning about giving us a view into an industry that has been plagued by shortages in extreme weather conditions, hurting the harvest in Canada, other compounding factors. Join in on how you use mustard, what you want to know about it as an ingredient in food products, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As we talk mustard, it's definitely worth noting that the National Mustard Museum is in Middleton and is home to the world's largest collection of mustards, more than 6,500. They've been a museum for over 13 years now and celebrated National Mustard Day earlier this month. Join in with your mustard manufacturing questions, tips for using mustard as a condiment or an ingredient in recipes, types of mustard that suits your palate, and why, 800-642-1234. Ellen Sass is here, president of Wisconsin Spice, and stays with us. Let's bring on Joe in Waukesha. Joe, what would you like to bring up?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I love mustard as the condiment, but let's not forget the mighty mustard green. That when you grow from the seed, you get some delicious flavor, especially as a sprout or as young leaf. And we all enjoy it in salads, or I grow microgreens myself. And just wanted to see if the speaker could talk to that, growing them as well as using them as a condiment.
Joe, thank you for that. Alan?
Yeah, good question, Joe. The mustard greens, to my understanding, are not necessarily overly interrelated with the actual mustard seed crop that we're actually talking about for condiment mustard production. I would be lying if I said I'm overly well-versed with the mustard greens market, but I have heard no impact of any shortage or any impact to the actual, complimentary garnish of mustard greens.
How do you like to take your mustard? I mean, I'm sure you're a mustard aficionado. What types are best for what?
Really good question. Well, it depends. I mean, really, it depends if you're doing home cooking, such as, you know, sauce preparation. Typically, I use mustard most commonly, actually, as a ingredient in making homemade sauces. Particularly, I'll use Dijon in preparing lamb and other meat dishes. So I'm a bit partial to Dijon mustard. I'd like to be a little more, I would say, have a little more pungency with the mustards I do consume. But really, it all depends on the application and how much mustard you want to, whether it's complement only from an acidity standpoint, because, mm-hmm. I mean, with yellow mustard, for example, I mean, the most pronounced flavor perceives with yellow mustard is actually the vinegar, right? That's the most forward flavor with it. So it depends if one is looking for an acidity balance and doesn't want a lot of pungency or any other, I would say, noise within the flavor experience. But and another great one that is I believe a bit overlooked at times is these sweet and hot mustards, which, mm-hmm. Going back years, decades ago, I know there was a much bigger market for it than there are these days, and I can't necessarily put my finger as to why. But again, these there's so much versatility with getting something. When we say hot with mustard, we're talking about, again, kind of that hot Chinese type flavor profile where it's very, very horseradish-like, and complementing that with whether it's honey, sugar, or any other source of sweetness. So I would say, again, these sweet and hot mustards and Dijons are the ones I go to the most.
One of my favorite things is taking one of those hot Bavarian big pretzels and dipping it into a really nice dark type grainy mustard. Yep. And that's not expert, level, but that's just my favorite way.
and those Bavarian mustards are actually exactly what, it's interesting you say that, Kate, because those Bavarian mustards are actually exactly what I was saying, that they're made with the brown mustard seeds. So again, they have a bit more of the pungency than your yellow mustard. Those brown mustard seeds, again, are a little more typical of a Dijon mustard. But most Bavarian mustards actually do have quite a bit of either sugar or honey added to them as well as for sweetness balance.
Well, Carol from Westport called in, couldn't stay with us, has a related family question. They said that, wanted to bring up there's the invasive species of wild mustard that we see growing in Wisconsin, and wondering if that type of wild mustard could be used in any commercial processes.
Wild mustard is actually a problem, for lack of a better description there, with even the crops that's grown in North America for commercial applications. It actually is a defect, if you will, when grading mustard seed and when sourcing it. The wild mustard is certainly not something that would be, I think, well received from a commercial standpoint, just due to its, I would say, both its color and then also the flavor it imparts, because it certainly is a defect when we're actually looking at mustard seed quality from year to year.
We're talking about mustard seeds with Alan Sass. He's head of Wisconsin Spice, and the company is based in Berlin. You can join in on the mustard industry. Questions you have about mustard as an ingredient, 800-642-1234. Alan, you mentioned that you deliver your products to dozens of countries, six continents. Has the global supply chain, the challenge of moving products in and out of ports, container shortages, all of that, has that been difficult for your business to navigate?
It has. It is very real, the logistical challenges, and I would say just the lack of equipment is what it comes down to. When I say equipment, I mean just these containers are just are unavailable. And when we think about these shipping internationally, shipping globally, I mean, it's a global network, right? We're all interrelated on that. And if any country or any market, whether most obviously, I mean, we can most commonly point to China for this, as far as having their impact on container supply. So when there are lack of movements in any country, there's another country that's awaiting these containers, and we can't get our hands on them. So it is very real. I know that earlier this year, with some of the shutdowns that China put into place, I think I recently read that Shanghai, I think, accounts for 10% of the containers in the world move through one port. And, you know, when that gets shut down, it certainly has a profound impact. Then, you know, that on top of an ongoing shortage of drivers as well, which is really been one of these mounting. This, we can go back 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and I think we all kind of saw the writing on the wall, in fact, that there was a real problem with a lack of logistical support. So, you know, you compound all this, and things just aren't moving. And it's, you know, I mean, we do a lot of business in the UK, for example, and when we're, you know, talking the market in the UK, we regularly hear that there's a driver shortage, you know. So think about just, you know, let's just assume things are just moving between the UK and the US, which is, you know, obviously not the case. But if things are just, you know, moving between the UK and the US, you know, if things are unable to move in one country, that means obviously things are being stuck in that country and containers aren't coming back to the U.S. Of course, that's just a small example. That
domino effect.
You know, we can, you know, we can, you know, multiply that or magnify that around the world. And it is a real problem. It's not uncommon for shipments to be waiting, you know, up to a month to find either a driver or equipment to be able to haul these goods internationally. So it really is a problem, and it's, you know, while we're talking about, you know, the mustard seed shortage, you know, this crop year is we're in the middle of harvesting it. There's about another 3 to 4 weeks left of harvesting this year, and it's all indications are that there'll be a correction. I think supplies will remain tight. We had another year of sub average yields. It certainly was not a great growing year, but thankfully, you know, going back to my earlier point, the market supported growers. We really incentivized them to plant mustard. There was, if not a record, certainly from my trending and my tracking, one of the largest years that I've ever seen as far as acreage.
Well, Alan, thank you for joining us and giving us a glimpse of the industry.
Not a problem, Kate.
Alan Sass, president of Wisconsin Spice Incorporated, based in Berlin, manufactures mustard products for commercial, industrial, and food service settings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.